Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
The video camera is running. There he goes.
Crime, criminals, and the cops who stop them. This is the real thing. We have gathered footage from around the world, from crimes in progress, news investigations, undercover stings, and surveillance cameras. Much of this footage has never before been seen, from chases to shootouts. This show will take you for a walk on the wild side.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. No matter where I've gone here in America or around the world, police agencies have been willing to give us the videos you're about to see. They want to give you an exclusive look at what they have to deal with on a daily basis. So get set. We're going to show you criminals at their worst and cops at their best.
Los Angeles, where the cameras are always rolling.
I'm showing my speed at 100 miles an hour just to keep up with this guy right now.
This felon is only 3 months out of prison, but from the way he drives his stolen pickup, he's anxious to go back.
Now in the left-hand turn lane on the wrong side of the road, there's pedestrians. He just misses a pedestrian.
The country is glued to the screen as the suspect circles his neighborhood. Then he drives by his house, where his sister makes a desperate plea for him to surrender.
Someone in the road right there trying to stop this pursuit. Somebody is confronting this vehicle here. She tried to get into the vehicle.
Millions of viewers gasp as the man peels out, leaving her sprawled on the pavement. The man rages on, even as the truck disintegrates. It takes over an hour for the abused vehicle to fall apart.
Oh, there goes the tire. There goes the tire. He's running on the rim only at this time.
But the man keeps going.
He's boxed in here. Oh, he smashed into a vehicle.
Next, he commandeered a van. The startled driver told us about his bizarre experience.
He said, "Get out." And then before I knew it, he was in my van sitting on top of me. He's stepping on the gas and I'm stepping on the brake.
The vehicle's going.
I was watching it on the TV. I was getting ready to go out for an interview, and I went to see the outcome of it, so I put my VCR on.
He's carjacking another vehicle.
As I was going out the door, my mom says, "Now don't get caught up in that chase. I'm just kidding around, you know."
The vehicle's going. Now this is now a hostage situation.
He said, "Get out." And then I told my seatbelt was on, I can get out. Then he opened up the door and shut me out.
The person is trying to get out. Oh, no, he's being dragged.
My arm is still caught in the seatbelt. I was shocked, you know, like, what happened? Because it happened so quick.
The suspect races on completely out of control.
He has had total disregard for the red lights. Oh, look at that truck just being tossed around here.
And the more he tries to hide, the more cameras find him. The suspect, an obvious threat to everyone on the road, heads for one of the busiest sections of the city, the airport. Choppers have to back away from air traffic. When they move in again, they mistake this van for the suspect.
Okay, I've lost him.
But ground crews are unshakable.
No, wait a minute. No, there he is. Okay, the suspect's now southbound. The suspect vehicle is now southbound.
Then, as night falls, police get an alarming message.
We're now hearing from the dispatcher that the party will shoot the police. That's what he told his mother. He will shoot the police.
They prepare to ram the vehicle. But the suspect dodges their every move. He accelerates to almost 100 miles an hour, and then he loses it.
Oh, the vehicle's out of control!
The van skids into the freeway wall. Two tires are blown.
And this is going to come to an end right here. Suspect getting out. He's going across the center divider. This is very dangerous. He's running across the lanes of traffic, and the officers are right behind him.
But the unrelenting suspect hits a chain-link fence, and the police stop him dead in his tracks.
There he is. You see him. He's on the ground.
In a city where stars are born, fame can be instant, even for the victims. Incredibly, no one was seriously injured, and the police got their man. A terrifying news event caught live on camera.
Port Wentworth, Georgia. Moments ago, officers tried to pull over this van for expired tags, but the driver took off like a wanted felon. And it's no wonder. The man is sky high on crack.
Let's box him in.
which means he's extremely dangerous.
10-50, got a unit, 10-50.
When the officers attempted to box him in, the high-strung driver knocked one unit off the highway. Now the man really is a felon. And it doesn't stop there. When another unit gets ahead of the van, the suspect rams him too. The officer holds his ground and tries to match the man's every move, but this guy is completely unpredictable. He decides to make a quick lane change, all the way to the other side of the highway.
Wrong side of the highway.
The officers scramble to warn oncoming cars, but the drugged out suspect doesn't give them any room. Cars and semi-trucks screech to a halt as the pursuit thunders by them. For the next mile, drivers have to swerve out of the kamikaze's path. The highway merges at last, and the edgy suspect straddles the median. Officers have no idea what he'll do next. Suddenly, the frustrated man tries to take the high road. He drives up onto the embankment, but the terrain is too rough for the van, and the suspect is forced back down into a construction zone. He has no idea where he's going, so he finally realizes he better give up.
Get out of the van! Get out of the van!
Surrendering is the most unpredictable move the suspect has made all night. But after this hour-long drug-induced pursuit, it's the kind of surprise officers were all too glad to see. Riots. Lawless mobs can leave even police feeling vulnerable. And although cameras can put faces on these crazed acts of violence, it's never easy. Dallas, Texas. The Cowboys win the 1993 Super Bowl. 300,000 people come to celebrate.
We want a ball!
It is the largest street party and parade this city has ever seen. Confetti fills the air. As the victory parade winds down, isolated acts of violence erupt near the parade route. Dallas is suddenly in trouble.
All elements, stand by and hold your transmission.
Innocent bystanders are attacked and robbed as an unruly few move through crowds, inciting others to join in. Dallas police are surprised at this sudden turn of events. Reinforcements are on their way. A liquor store just a block from the parade route is now under siege.
A bunch of people came running from across the street and rushed in here and just grabbed what they wanted and stomped me all over the floor. They just ran over and started smashing bottles.
It was a brand of urban unrest not seen in this city in decades. And the violent images captured and replayed on television managed to sour even a Super Bowl victory.
Oh, look at that!
Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos. Pulse-pounding action. Heart-stopping terror. Crime fighters crack down hard in Russia. A deranged man on the loose in Japan. And a cop in New Zealand gets the ride of his life. Of all the wild police videos in all the world, these are the wildest. A lunatic in Japan rams the cops. Punks in New Zealand bite off more than they can chew. Russian mobsters bite the hand that feeds them. And law enforcement bites back.
The police are becoming paramilitary as organized crime becomes international. In Moscow, the threat of the Russian mafia is enormous, and the response of the police is swift and powerful.
Oman, Moscow's elite paramilitary police force, the equivalent to the American SWAT team, coupled with a crack investigative unit, the most aggressive, most efficient tactical strike force in all of Russia. What they lack in high-tech weaponry, they more than make up for with brute force, kicking glass, and taking names. They have to be ready to leap into action at a moment's notice. What's the cause of this major crime effort? Not cocaine, not nuclear arms, not furs, jewels, or Soviet art.
It's the most exotic delicacy of them all. Russian caviar, black gold. A truckload of it could be worth millions. Monday morning, an informant notifies Oman that this man, Boris M., is smuggling a truck full of caviar into Afghanistan. But finding a truck in the vast wastelands of Russia is next to impossible without some sort of lead. The Oman don't wait for leads. They find them. With dogs in tow, they swoop down on the illegal fishing camp where Boris was last seen. One suspect tries to flee, but he's no match for their extreme Russian tactics. They find evidence of smuggling, but more importantly, they get a lead on two of Boris's thugs escaping by boat. Even with a 10-minute head start, the criminal's boat can't outrun the Oman. Still no sign of Boris, but they have two more suspects in custody. And because the Oman have a way of making suspects talk, they get the information they need. That information leads them to the route of the caviar truck. The truck barrels across the wasteland. Oman closes in. Finally, the truck is forced to yield. Two more are arrested, but still no Boris. The truck is open for inspection. Inside, they find the caviar. And as a terrifying bonus, they also confiscate an arsenal of guns and ammunition. Now the stakes are raised.
The Oman operates very much like a military operation. They hit everywhere at once. Boris's home, any place where he does business. Sometimes they have warrants. Sometimes they don't.
Dozens of armed officers mobilize. They have found out where Boris and his family live. What they don't know is what kind of firepower they'll be up against when they get there. Boris is gone, but they find his wife. And in the house, they find caviar. Bags of it. Refrigerators full of it. Hundreds of pounds and thousands of dollars worth of caviar. Boris's wife refuses to cooperate. Thinking she's above the law, she is taken into custody. She faces a minimum of 6 years in prison.
They have taken Boris's operation apart little by little, so that even if he were to get away, he couldn't continue his illegal activities. But they have no intention of letting Boris get away.
Later that day, the Oman tail Boris's Trans Am through town. They follow Boris to a local mall. He appears to be waiting for someone. The Oman suspect the bag at his side is full of cash that needs to be laundered. Boris has no idea his house was just raided and his wife busted. He thinks he's just one step away from completing the deal. A man approaches, and the trade is made. The crooks walk only a few feet before the Oman strike. Police brutality is obviously an issue yet to be challenged in Russia. In the not-so-gentle Russian way, Boris and his accomplice are taken into custody. There'll be no caviar for Boris on his way to prison. All this is over fish eggs.
Hamburgers and hot dogs, apple pie and baseball. America has given the world many things, including high-speed pursuits.
In Japan, few people have guns and almost never run from the law. So motorists are amazed when a drunken madman armed with a rifle tries to evade arrest. After assaulting his wife and murdering his neighbor, the desperate man kidnaps his children. Officers set up a blockade in the street, but the man aims his rifle at the crowd and shoots at officers who approach the car. Considering the safety of the children, officers refuse to return fire. As he again fires towards police, they decide to charge the car. He rams through a fence, sending the Mitsubishi flying down a steep embankment. Cutting through backyards, he's looking for any way out. The police need to stop this man now. They set up another blockade. The deranged man ignores the warning. He rams straight into a police car. Officers are growing impatient with this lunatic who won't give up. He tries it again, but this time the roadblock stops him. Police rush the car, finally handcuffing the man and rescuing his children. In Auckland, New Zealand, a helicopter follows a car thief for 45 minutes as he takes police on a deadly ride through the city. He races through red lights and dares police officers to stop him. He passes through every roadblock. Finally, the police have him cornered. Or so they think. As the police cars surround the vehicle, an officer approaches the driver, not realizing that the stolen car is not blocked from behind. The thief takes off in reverse, dragging the officer along with him and throwing him onto the concrete. Two other patrolmen are nearly crushed as the insane driver refuses to give up. This officer is lucky to be alive. Who was this maniac playing games with police officers' lives? A 15-year-old kid out for a joyride. In Thames Valley, England, the driver of this cherry red Porsche is a car thief evading arrest.
This man is absolutely fearless. He's driving like a race car driver, not slowing down.
Traveling at breakneck speeds, this arrogant driver risks the lives of every motorist on the highway, including his own.
Look at that! He's passing these cars within inches.
But his arrogance catches up with him when he miscalculates a crucial move.
Now he's passing that car, but there's a truck blocking his... Oh, my God!
At such incredible speeds, it's amazing that this car is in one piece. The driver's survival seems unlikely.
The truck driver is going back to the car now.
Unbelievably, the driver is alive, trapped under the steering wheel.
This has ended very well. Nothing's damaged, nobody's hurt, and he's in custody.
As long as there are criminals desperate enough to run from the law, high-speed chases will continue to happen in any country.
In every country in the world, cops deal with high-speed chases and high-impact collisions. There is now a multi-million-dollar worldwide business testing cars so that drivers have a chance to survive those collisions. Each year, thousands of lives are lost. Millions of dollars in damages are caused by traffic accidents. It's up to the men and women in this growing field to ask the tough questions. When can an accident be avoided? When does a millisecond save a life? And when is too close, too close? Crash test dummies volunteer their lives so that we may learn more about the hazards on the road. Our hats go off to the accident researchers who study the nature of human error and the wreckage it can cause on the highway. Their job is to make the road safer for all of us. Next on World's Wildest Police Videos. A woman wants her husband dead. A man wants his wife dead. And a man in a stolen truck wants everybody dead.
Watch out! Watch out!
With suspects like these, you better duck, play dead.
She wanted me dead, I became dead.
Or get out of town. The danger has never been so real. The suspect's so desperate. Or the cops.
Give me some backup over here.
So determined. When domestic violence hits home. Shelby Township, Michigan. After spotting a van with expired tags, an officer attempts a routine traffic stop. But this driver is in no mood to pull over. Instead, he leads the officer to his ex-girlfriend's house. What the man does next is unbelievable. Fortunately, the woman was at home when her enraged ex decided to stop in.
Domestic violence. This is the most dangerous, most confrontational, and probably the most time-consuming part of any patrol officer's day. And believe me, these calls can cover everything from a lover's quarrel to a homicide.
Long Beach, California. This is Charles Pritchett, husband, father, preacher. This is his wife, Perma Jean. After 15 years of holy matrimony, she is about to commit the gravest sin of all. She wants her husband dead. She hires a hitman, or so she thinks. The man getting into her Camaro is really a police operative. And he's wired for sound.
Don't beat him up on that like that, just blows his head off.
The sting is on. Reverend Pritchett has a theory about the motive.
She put a hit out on me for my insurance money of $100,000.
John, don't take him nowhere.
Just smoke him as soon as he gets to the car. Take him out.
Take him out right then and there, because if he doesn't, I'm serious. It's going to be nothing but some trouble.
What she says next reveals how callous she really is.
Now, we can get out and get some donuts.
The deal is set. The police ask Reverend Pritchett to be part of the sting. All he has to do is play dead.
We scouted out a field, and we went to the field, and they made me up.
But the detective in charge doesn't have time to hire a makeup artist.
But our makeup consisted of the available dirt and some ketchup. I believe it was from McDonald's.
And, you know, we took some shots of a dead man. Mr. Pritchett dead. She wanted me dead, so I became dead. It looked real. It looked like real Hollywood.
The police inform Perma Jean that something bad may have happened to her husband. They bring her to the phony murder scene. The body, of course, has been removed. But the police do have a photograph.
He's got a picture he wants me to have you look at. If you could take a quick look.
He shows her the photo. He can hardly believe what a good actress she is. When the officer tries to take it back, she gives him the performance of her life.
Okay, let me take that, Gene.
At this point, they take her back to the station. She thinks she's going back there to identify her husband's belongings. What she doesn't know is that the police are about ready to drop a bombshell. If you thought her acting was good before, watch this.
A couple of developments have come up in this case, man. Okay. One of which might be a shock to you, okay? That you're going to be placed under arrest for solicitation for murder for hire.
What? That's a lie! How was that work? I haven't been nowhere. I go to work and come home. I'm with my kids. I'm at work. That is it. That's all I do.
But there's another shock in store for Perma Jean. They're about to bring in her husband, very much alive.
Your husband's not dead.
I can imagine. He's not.
No.
He's not.
The door opens. It's him.
John!
They quickly take him away.
Under arrest for solicitation for murder for hire.
I didn't. Okay. I worked with my other one. I went to the man. He'll tell you what.
I'll never forget it. I will never forget it. And I think it was just like, wow, he's alive.
He's not.
No.
He's not. Oh, John!
My whole thing when I went in there was just to see her face. Like, oops, I messed up.
As a result of the sting, Perma Jean got 9 years. Reverend Pritchett got a new lease on life.
In a perfect world, the police would stop every act of domestic violence before anybody got hurt. But unfortunately, when anger gets out of control, the results can be horrifying.
Salt Lake City, Utah. It began as a family dispute that ended in gunfire. Now the man is running from the police. He has his defenseless wife in the front seat at gunpoint, as he swerves wildly, risking death, taking suicidal chances. He doesn't care if he lives or dies. Insanely, he pushes the car to the limit, and finally it happens. But it doesn't stop there. Out of the car, he holds his wife hostage at gunpoint and defies the police.
Give me some backup over here. Get another shotgun up here.
Cops know there's nothing more dangerous than a man who feels he has nothing left to lose. Police know that if they make a move, they put the hostage at risk, but waiting also carries a risk of its own.
The subject has his back towards that funny zone, and he will shoot.
Without any warning, he shoots his wife in the shoulder at point-blank range. The suspect continues shooting at his wife. The police have to move in, and fast. Amazingly, the suspect's wife stays on her feet and runs. The suspect is fatally wounded. His wife survives and is rushed to intensive care. She's lived through a terrible ordeal. But she's lucky to be alive. All too often, domestic situations turn deadly. Campbell County, Tennessee. The man behind the wheel of this truck has just come from a violent argument with his girlfriend. What the police don't know is that he is armed and very dangerous.
I ain't telling you no more. Now put your hand on the front wheel.
He's got a gun!
The driver takes off, weaving from lane to lane at 70 miles an hour. The suspect threatens to run officers off the road.
He's all over the road, though. I won't let nobody pass him.
But this driver isn't content with mere threats.
7-Eleven County, he has fired a shot at me.
Now the suspect is wanted for attempted murder of a police officer. He fires again. This time at the vehicles in front of him.
Central, he is firing at other traffic.
Deputies realize innocent lives are at stake. They increase their firepower.
Hey, we need a shotgun. Marty, bring a shotgun out.
Once the suspect is clear of other traffic, the officers make their move. An officer gets into position and shoots out the truck's right rear tire.
His tire's blowed out. He's losing control. Watch out.
Listing dangerously to the right, the truck exits. When the suspect stops under the bridge, officers rush to the truck.
Put your hands up! Put your hands up!
But when the driver starts firing at officers,
watch out! Watch out! Watch out!
The officers have no choice.
Oh, he's down! He's down!
The result is the only one possible for a man who clearly would not be taken alive. Inside the truck, deputies find three handguns and a rifle, along with cocaine. One officer sustained a minor wound and was back on the job the next day. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos, criminal stupidity. These crooks don't have a clue.
No!
If they're not aggressive drivers, they're drunk drivers.
I can't do this sober.
If they're not fighting for their weapons, they're fighting with cash registers. Idiots. Dimwits and boneheads.
She's losing it.
Be there. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised. Bashed, smashed, crashed, and trashed. The deadly consequences of driving aggressively and driving drunk.
As a police officer, I see one kind of driving that's responsible for more accidents than any other. Aggressive driving.
This tan hatchback sneaks into the street before both directions are clear. The oncoming minivan gets knocked on its roof for 50 feet. Most of us are guilty of aggressive driving every now and then. We go a little faster when we're late. But some people do it all the time. They weave in and out of traffic, jockeying for position. They tailgate. They barrel down the curb lane.
You might think you know all the tricks about driving fast in traffic, but trust me, if you're an aggressive driver, you're a dangerous driver.
So relax. Go with the flow. The alternative can be deadly.
Two out of five Americans will be involved in a drunk driving crash in their lifetime. If there's ever an accident that's avoidable, this is it.
Although their behavior may seem amusing, the reality is deadly. This is what's left of the choice to drive over the speed limit and under the influence.
It appears at this time that alcohol is going to be a factor in the accident.
17,000 people are killed each year in drunk driving accidents.
As far as the alcohol involved, there was beer cans shattered in all three vehicles.
Sometimes you can spot a drunk driver. They swerve, speed, and slow down when you least expect it. When you spot a drunk driver, get as far out of his way as you can.
10-4, vehicle driving completely on the wrong side of the road.
Get a license plate number and call the police.
Have you been drinking tonight, sir?
Yeah, a little bit. I've had about 5 beers.
Cops making DUI stops are continually amazed at the impaired thinking of drunk drivers.
Do you understand the English language?
No!
I can't do this sober.
1-2-3-4-4-3-2-1. Let's do it one at a time.
Before you can test a drunk driver, you've got to get him to pull over and stop. That alone can be a dangerous ordeal. This drunk driver not only fails to stop, but then tries to jump out of his vehicle.
Get out of the car! Get your hands up! Get on the sidewalk, now!
Make no mistake about it, chasing down drunk drivers is dangerous business. Not only is the suspect loaded, so is the gun found under the front seat.
In Los Angeles, a young man survives a horrific encounter with a drunk driver.
I know what I went through. I know what my family went through, and I just don't want that to happen to anybody else.
In this tragic incident, a drunk driver plowed into the back of this Nissan at 70 miles an hour. The force of the impact buckled the doors and ignited the gas tank, trapping the people inside. In spite of the intense heat, an officer rushes into the flames and smashes a window, allowing this man to escape at the last possible moment.
My parents, they got to the burn unit. They were up there, and they saw, which was me at the time, who was burned and charred beyond recognition, and my mom didn't know that it was me.
The intoxicated woman who crashed into the back of the car is three times over the legal limit.
You never think this is going to happen to you. It's the farthest thing from your mind. You see it on TV, and you hear about it.
The driver is still too drunk to comprehend what she did. She will, however, have to live with the hellish consequences of her actions for the rest of her life.
I'm grateful that he did go out and knock out the window. I mean, if he hadn't done that, I wouldn't be here.
Bronson, Florida. It's the middle of the day when Officer Mike Lofton spots this drunk driver blasting through a stop sign.
5-1 members sent possible Sentinel 1 coming to the school zone this time. Higher end speed.
At the edge of town, the chase speeds up.
5-1 is still in pursuit. We're still eastbound. 8 to 9 miles an hour. She's driving all over the road. Very erratic driving.
Officer Lofton didn't know it at the time, but this woman has had 18 prior DUIs.
She's not slowing down. We're still in pursuit. She's not yielding.
The woman is weaving from one side of the highway to the other, forcing cars off the road. This is how innocent people get killed.
5-1, she's definitely single one. She's all over the road.
At 110 miles an hour, the combination of booze and high speed becomes critical. The car begins to wobble from one side of the lane to the other.
She's losing it.
It hits the shoulder again. Then she shoots off the road, smashing through a fence. The car rolls over and over, and finally, miraculously, lands crumpled but upright.
I was 50 feet. We need an ambulance out here. Get me some medics.
Officer Lofton runs to the car. The woman is unconscious. On the floor next to her, a bottle of gin.
Unless somebody has gotten hurt in a DWI, it's kind of no harm, no foul. But in actuality, DWI kills more people than all the other criminal homicides put together.
This woman had a blood alcohol level of 0.44. She is now serving 5 years in prison for her 19th DUI. Drunk driving accidents can be avoided. If you think a drunk driver is nearby, expect the unexpected and drive defensively. The best defense is to drive sober yourself. Convenience stores, a thief's favorite target. To solve these crimes, officers are always looking for a criminal's mistake. The crooks you're about to see make a cop's job very easy. Check out this guy. Overconfident, he decides to rob the store and the customer. He stupidly lays his gun on the counter. The clerk snatches the weapon. The thief realizes his mistake, but it's too late. The thief is chased out of the store by his own gun. Not exactly the stuff career criminals are made of. Maybe this guy should keep his day job. Melbourne, Florida. This robber has a different approach. No guns or knives. Just grab the register and run. Not a bad idea, if you remember to unplug it. The robber struggles, giving the clerk time to grab a bat. The robber has no choice but to drop the machine and run. Stealing cash registers must be contagious. The man who just walked into this store thinks he's got a surefire plan. As soon as he notices the cash register is open, he dives for the cash. At first, the clerk puts up a fight. They struggle over the money. Then the clerk wisely backs off and calls 911. The customers abandon their sodas and cigarettes and flee. The thief decides to steal the register, but he can't seem to free the machine. He tries banging it on the ground. No luck. This unsuspecting customer scampers over to the potato chip rack. It seems the harder the crook tries, the less luck he seems to have. Finally, he gives up. leaving empty-handed. There's no entrance exam for becoming a crook, no IQ test or final quiz. It's no wonder jails are full of criminals just like these. Next on World's Wildest Police Videos, firepower, the officer's last resort.
Shots fired, shots fired.
In California, bullets fly, 10 rounds a second, as bank robbers with AK-47s and armor-piercing bullets fire at anything that moves. The scariest, most dangerous shootout ever.
The suspect is not moving.
Next. The most terrifying moment of any officer's life, when they have no choice.
Shots fired, shots fired.
But to fight firepower with firepower.
The handgun. No officer wants to use one, but if he has to, he's always known that his training and firepower are capable of defeating the most dangerous of criminals.
So far, we know that he's held up a teller at gunpoint.
Dallas, Texas. This is the way it's always gone down. A bank robber with a handgun might elude police for a while, but when it comes time for the showdown...
You can see an officer crouched down with her weapon drawn. The suspect has a gun. Shots fired. Shots fired.
Two trained officers with their sidearms have the skill to prevail.
Shots fired. The suspect is down.
North Carolina, 1994. Officers find themselves against an enraged man with a shotgun.
I don't get the damn hell away from here.
It's a delicate matter, but one the police are equipped to handle. When negotiation fails, SWAT comes in with high-powered rifles. Using these guns is a last resort, but if the suspect points his weapon at police, officers can respond with a swift and sure defense. North Hollywood, February 1997. Officers find themselves against a fully automatic modified AK-47 with armored piercing bullets. Two bank robbers wearing body armor unleash a barrage of ammunition unlike anything police have ever dealt with.
He's wearing heavy body armor, so it's not knocking down at all.
Outgunned officers take cover where they can, behind parked cars, behind buildings. But all the cover provides is a veil. The gunman's powerful bullets tear through concrete and metal and find their targets.
Officer down, officer down.
Police return fire, but their 9mm bullets only chip away at the building. The gunmen are unfazed. They continue to launch 10 rounds per second at everything in sight. This reporter is caught in the crossfire as armored piercing slugs ricochet past his head. Helicopters record the mayhem. They too become targets. Police respond quickly, clearing the area of civilians. Then, the gunmen begin their escape. One robber drives the getaway car. The other strolls alongside as a sweeper, clearing the path of anyone that might stop them. The cop's aim doesn't matter. The suspect's body armor repels the smaller ammunition easily. Police have to act, and they know just what to do. Hit the local gun store and even the odds by obtaining high-powered weapons.
We heard the police were up against perpetrators with body armor, which their normal weapons could not penetrate, and that they needed instant firepower. We loaned them five of these rifles, basically a civilian version of the M16 automatic rifle.
Meanwhile, the gunmen show no signs of slowing down. Trapped officers wait nervously as a gunfire approaches. But now officers are returning from the gun store. When the driver sees the decked-out police arrive, he hits the accelerator, leaving his partner behind. True honor among thieves. The other gunman is trapped. Down to a pistol, he continues to shoot at police, not caring what happens. His gun gets shot from his hand, and with the police closing in, the suspect has nowhere to go. A block away, the driver searches for a tougher car, one sturdy enough to ram through any more police resistance. This pickup will do just fine. As the robber calmly transfers his gear to the truck, other civilians continue to drive by unaware. Police know that if he gets rolling again with that firepower still at his side, he may be unstoppable. He sees the officers coming. He bails, preparing to deal with them the same way he's dealt with everyone else. But he's in for a surprise.
This is a 5.56 NATO round, a 55-grain bullet coming out of the muzzle at 2,800 feet per second. Now the police has something to work with.
The gunman shields himself behind the white car, knowing that bullets from a handgun could never reach him.
He's going to have a little trouble now. There's an officer showing up, and as you can see, they are opening fire right now.
Suddenly, he realizes that his bullets are not stopping the police, and their bullets are getting through to him. He's got nowhere left to hide. His last shot goes into the curb. He struggles to get up.
Officers approaching the vehicle very carefully now, very cautious.
Police secure the street. Miraculously, no police or civilians were killed. For officers like this one, who found himself against the wall, the day is finally over. But what will he face tomorrow? Police are now equipped to handle situations like this, which will surely happen again, because unfortunately, guns like these are fairly easy to obtain. Today, officers need more than just better training. They need more than better weaponry. They need the courage and commitment to stand up against criminals like these. Criminals who will put the officer in the crossfire. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Video, a tragic reminder.
There's gotta be somebody in here.
That stop means stop.
Reminds you how fragile life is.
Stop signs. The most important signs on the road. If we choose not to obey just one of them one time, it can mean the difference between life and death.
Some drivers just don't get it. They think the rules don't apply to them. They deliberately ignore every warning sign and race ahead with a recklessness that's almost suicidal.
You better get me some assistance up here, ASAP.
What you will see next is a terrible warning. Broad Albin, New York. The dead of winter.
What do we got?
I don't know if there's anybody under there or not.
A tanker truck has collided with a now unrecognizable sedan.
There's got to be somebody in here.
Moments earlier, the driver of the car had run a stop sign. It wasn't the first time. The man had been ticketed for failure to stop three times before.
And he never blew through the stop sign?
Never slowed down.
Today, it cost him his life. The man leaves behind a wife and an 11-year-old daughter.
You never get used to seeing this kind of destruction. Reminds you how fragile life is.
The next time you're tempted to run a stop sign, remember what happened to the man who made a habit of it. So much tragedy. So much heartache. So many lives ruined.
The person is trying to get out. Oh no, he's being dragged!
From Tennessee to Texas.
The suspect has a gun. Shots fired. Shots fired.
From Leningrad to L.A. Sooner or later, cops see it all. Next week on World's Wildest Police Videos,
your people to the right.
Teenagers go for broke. Yep. Russians go berserk. And a tank in San Diego goes for a wild ride.